Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes, and I will get through a number of tracks here, all live music, because this is the fourth episode of a series of shows I just call Remember Concerts, just to get us back into the mood for live music again. And as you heard from the 1-2-3-4 Go, this is a live band. This is Scrooge McDuck, captured live at the West End Cultural Center in Winnipeg way back in the day. And this is a set of tunes. I would have to introduce who they are, because this is their last set of their show, and they introduce each other at the end. So that's a benefit for me. This is show number 193 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm glad you could join me. Hope you enjoy everything, or at least some things, a lot. See you in a moment.
Time of the evening where you're going to meet the band. Very special to us tonight. On my far right, on the forearm, Alistair Dennett. On the steel drum, tin whistle, and accordion, Dan Baisley. On vocals, Ruth Booty. Ruth Booty. On the fiddle, Jeremy Penner. On the upright bass, Jude Fournier. Vocals and guitar, Joel Fafard.
Sparkling geezer on banjo, Leonard Badalek.
And that's a dandy piece of work there from Scrooge McDuck. Doing the tin pans there on the jigs. It's unusual. Actually, one of the folks who was joining them there was Jeff Butler on button accordions. Jeff Butler was the original box player with Figgy Duff back in the day. And there they were doing Patty's Jig to end off, which was a tune that I first learned off of Figgy Duff record. It's great. Started off with Waiting for Nancy and then Aquamarine One Step, which is a tune that Jeff Butler wrote. So Scrooge McDuck was a Canadian folk music band based in Winnipeg. They were Juno nominated. They had a bunch of people who went on to other things. Ruth Moody, who's with the Wheel and Jennies and done some solo work as well. Leonard Podolak, who went on to form the Ducks. And Joel Fafard, who's on guitar. He's got a number of solo releases and so on. They were formed in 1995, and they released this live CD in 1997. And they broke up, I think it was 2001. So they were only together 5-6 years or whatever. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we are playing music from concerts, just to remind us of that joy of life that comes from concerts. Next up, we have Harry Manx. He was born in the Isle of Man, raised in Canada, spent a lot of years in Europe and Japan, Brazil, and India, where he learned various styles of music there. He's been considered kind of an essential link between the music of East and West. He creates these musical short stories that kind of wed the tradition of the blues along with classical Indian ragas. And this is from a live concert at the Glenn Gould Studio with a bunch of his friends. This is a traditional blues song called Take This Hammer. Harry Manx and friends.
Railroad. Oh, forgive my money, forgive my pain. Forgive my money, gonna get my pay. Get my money, gonna get my pay.
She makes my bed, and you can see for the marks of my sins that she's the one that wants me wed. It fills my bed with prickly ends. A big, big person makes my supper, but her and me, we can't agree. First one bird, then another, followed by a jar of brie. Old Cincinnati, Tobernati, Lintonati, Tobernate, Linton, Lauren, Lauren. I can drink and not be drunk. I can fight and not be slain. I can lie with another man's lass and be welcome to my hay. But now my candle has burned up. As love is burning on the way. So farewell to your barnyards. You never catch me here again. Oh, Lintonati, Tobernati, Lintonati, Tobernate, Linton, Lauren, 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 the barnyards of Pilgatee. Oh, Lintonati, Tobernati, Lintonati, Tobernate, Linton, Lauren, 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 the barnyards of Pilgatee.
That was Dave Gunning in concert there from a few years back. That was Barnyards of Delgaty, which is a traditional song out of possibly, well, I heard Scottish bands do it, but who knows where it's from. Dave Gunning is a folk song singer-songwriter. He was born in Pictou County in Nova Scotia. He's released about a dozen albums or something like that. He's got Juno Award nominations, Canadian Folk Music Awards, ECMAs, and so on. And his live show is quite grand as well. Lots of live, like anecdotes and impressions and so on and so forth. He's best known for writing his own songs, but he does other stuff at times. And in this CD, which is a concert, he does a couple of other trad songs. He does Leaving of Liverpool, for example, Nancy Whiskey, and When Will Ye Be Married? Yeah, so he actually, he mines that well of Nova Scotia-based Celtic song. Before that, we heard from Harry Manx and Take This Hammer, live at the Glenn Gould Studio. Harry Manx there with a number of friends. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 193, and we are remembering concerts today. And oddly enough, all of the musicians today are, or at least they're classed as, this is Canadian content, according under the CRTC regulations. So there you go, just because Canada has a day, well, of sorts around now. You could be listening on the Voice of Bun Bay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, and throughout the Conception Bay South area, or across the way in Cape Breton, Sydney, Cape Breton, Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 FM. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we are heading to PEI on the Magdalen Islands. This is a band called Vishten, V-I-S-H-T-E, with an accent going, not, I forget how you, I forget the name of that accent. It's not the accent ague, but it's the other one. And Vishten. Anyway, but I didn't need to tell you that because you already knew how to spell Vishten with the proper accent, right? And you knew what it was called. They're an Acadian trio from PEI. They've been around about a decade or so. They fuse Celtic and Acadian music, and they're lauded sometimes. I saw this written up, traditional but fiercely up to the moment. I like that, that sort of conundrum. They're multi-instrumentalists. There's Emmanuel and Pastel Leblanc, and they're from the Evangeline region of Prince Edward Island, which is a French-speaking region. And also Pascal Mousse, who is from the Magdalen Islands. They're all raised in homes where traditional music and dance and kitchen parties were a normal part of everyday life. And by the way, PEI, if you just look at your map, you've got your map on the wall there of Canada, right? And you can see that the Magdalen Islands are a natural kind of geographic ally to Prince Edward Island. They have some great energetic shows. One of the finest shows I saw during lockdown, one of the lockdown shows, was a concert that they did. And I've listened to that over and over a couple of times because they just were so good. They were just sort of sitting around in their living room playing all kinds of instruments. But they sometimes they've been called Buckwheat Zydeco meets the Irish. Well, not quite, but they really kind of fuse, as I said, Celtic and Acadian music. They have about half a dozen albums out, something like that, a bunch of ECMAs and Music PEI Awards, and they got the Edith Butler Award from Quebec in recognition of their contributions to La Francophonie Canadienne. And they tour pretty extensively through North America, Europe, and Australia. If you get a chance to see Vishten, if it were me, I'd take it. This is from a live CD that they did. This is something called Mariez-moi.
Je veux me mettre en ménage. histoire. Marions-nous maintenant que j'ai fait consentir ma mère. L'amant pour la récompenser, lui donne pour gage un doux baiser. Marions-nous, soyons heureux, soupire si tu veux. Toujours tourner, toujours filer, c'est un métier qui me fait ennuyer. Si vous ne me parliez pas, ah non, je ne filerai pas.
Notre temps.
Amis, buvons, caressons la bouteille pour passer notre temps.
Un bon buveur, c'est l'ami de la bouteille. Le soir et le matin, à moi, il me dit à l'oreille:
j'aime la bouteille, moi, j'aime la bouteille.
Et tous ces vieux garçons qui s'en vont voir les filles disent qu'ils sont des fous.
Et tous ces vieux garçons qui s'en vont voir les filles. Ils disent qu'ils sont des fous.
Ben moi je dis qu'ils cherchent leur avantage. Je les trouve sages, moi, et d'un bord du village.
J'aime la bouteille, moi, j'aime la bouteille.
Et vous, mon bon papa, qui vivez à votre aise, vous êtes marié.
Et vous, mon bon papa, qui vivez à votre aise, vous êtes marié.
Quand vous voulez que maman vous embrasse, qu'à parler, moi dans ma chambrette,
je flatte en cachette, moi dans la petite cabinette.
Quand je reviens de l'ouvrage, souvent je la regarde, je lui fais les yeux doux.
Quand je reviens de l'ouvrage, souvent je la regarde, je lui fais les yeux doux. En lui disant, la belle, je vous aime.
Je vous trouve belle, moi, je vous trouve belle.
J'aime la bouteille, moi, j'aime la bouteille. Je vous trouve belle, moi,
je vous trouve belle.
Le Vent du Nord, and that was captured at the festival for Mémoire et Racine, which is a great festival in Quebec, and it is happening in a couple of weeks, and there is certainly a virtual aspect to it this year, so if you just look it up, you'd be able to hear some of the great music that's there. That's Le Vent du Nord, and as I mentioned, and they were a band out of, it's called The North Wind, out of Saint-Antoine-sur-Richelieu in Quebec. They're formed in 2002, and they've toured largely as five-piece here and there. And they've been, I don't know, maybe 9 recordings, maybe 10, something like that. They've been nominated for multiple awards, and they're kind of a leading force in Quebec's progressive francophone folk music at the moment, thousands of concerts and so on. Before that, we heard Vishten. And as I was sort of gushing about their instrumental ability, and that's a track, Marie et Moi. It's some amazing mandolin solos there that are taken by Pascal Muse. And anyway, I'll stop gushing. Right. Okay. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. And my name is Ivan Emke with you for show number 193, where we are remembering concerts and so playing all live music. And it happens to be Canadian live music as well. Now, one of the things about concerts is that sometimes bands who play sort of in the same places over and over, who kind of, that's what you have to do, sometimes you get an audience that really knows your stuff. And that's an example is shown in this next track. And this is the Dust Rhinos. They're out of Winnipeg, sort of a Celtic rock band, started in 1992. There was a trio of buskers, and then they were a four-piece Celtic rock juggernaut, and then they've gone from... The influences include people like the Pogues and the Oyster Band, Spirit of the West, and the Clash, and so on. And they have had an occasional mosh pit that have broken out at their Cayleys, but it does happen. So here's an example of a track. This is something called New York Girls. And you can really tell that the audience knows their work. They even know the intros, and they can finish things, which is kind of cool in a way. This is the Dust Rhinos.
If you should ever travel to the city of New York, there are 3 rules that you should never, ever break. Rule number 1. When traveling to the city of New York, never ever accompany a strange woman home.
What?
Well, it's possible you didn't know about rule number 1. You're a kind person to consider, a person weird with the welfare of others. You have accompanied a strange woman home simply because you are a nice guy or girl.
Yeah.
Well, you are all right as long as you do not break rule number 2. Never, never go into her house for drinks. Well, it's possible you didn't know about rule number 1. You're a kind person to consider a person worried with the welfare of others. You have accompanied a strange woman home just to be a nice person. It's completely likely that you have disregarded rule number 2 because, after all,
a free drink is just a free drink.
Well, whatever you do, do not break
rule number 3.
Never, never dance the polka.
Oh, yeah.
people point, calling out after you. Hands on the hips, their eyes get wide. They can't believe the thing you're driving. 28 feet from bumper to bumper, the last of the sweet old time. Gas guzzlers, hard to drive, harder to park. But when you do, somebody remarks, that's a mighty big car. That's a mighty big car. That's a mighty big car. Elvis had one and so did Hank. That don't look like money, that look like the bank. Make a scene every time you stomp it. Ride like a dream, go like the rocket. That's a mighty big car. That's a mighty big car. That's a mighty big car. Headlights thick as mason jars. Everybody says that they look like Mars. Shinier than a country store. And nothing ever looked as good in your front yard. Tinted mirrors, grill looks like a cafe sign. White walls drive you out of your mind. That's a mighty big car. 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 That's a mighty big car.
Mighty big car. Yeah, you've seen them around, I'm sure, and they certainly turn heads now because there's not so many around. That's Fred Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels, and that's from a 2-CD collection of a live concert called Ralph's Last Show. Frederick John Eldersma, or Fred Eaglesmith, is a Canadian alternative country singer-songwriter. He's known about writing songs about vehicles, for example, like that Rural Life, Down and Out Characters, Lost Love, Quirky Folks. He's one of nine children. He's raised by a farming family near Guelph, and as a teenager, he hopped a freight train to Western Canada. He began writing songs and performing, and founding bands like the Smokin' Losers, it's a great name, and the Flying Squirrels. And when they play bluegrass, they call themselves the Flathead Noodlers, by the way. His first self-titled album was released in 1980, and he published his own records, and he has a number of fans who follow him around quite a bit, kind of like the Grateful Dead, and they call them Fredheads, just after the Deadheads. Anyway, before that, we heard from the Dust Rhinos, and you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is a show of all concerts again, and they happen to be all Canadian concerts. And this is the fourth show of a series of, I think it's going to be six now, but based on the CDs I've got piled up here on the shelf, that other live CDs I'd like to play. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly on Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. And so there's some connection to Memorial University for both of those. Nevertheless, there we go. That's a whole other show. Glad you could join me because this show started on... it started on Bay of Islands Radio, kind of, in a way. Yes, it did, indeed. Yep, in my office, in the university there. Anyway, next up we have David Francy, and you've heard me talk about this Scottish-born Canadian carpenter-turned-songwriter many, many times before, one of our most revered folk poets and singers and so on. He released close to a dozen albums, won three Juno Awards. He's got a really wry humor and great observations and eye for detail. And his intros are classic, and that's a major part of a concert, really. Sometimes I go to see people because partly I'm interested in what they say about the songs that they're saying, and sometimes they're so darned entertaining when they talk about the songs and about their life as a musician and so on. So here I'm going to play an intro and the song that follows it. And this is from a CD, it's a great CD called Live from Folk Alley, which includes all of the intros to all of the songs. So it really gives you a sense of it as a concert full bore. This is David Francy. The song's called The Waking Hour, and here he is introducing it.
Mine's a love song to my wife, Beth. That might be a recurring theme throughout the set. I'm not sure what other songs we have, but I've written tons of love songs for her because I love her. That's a good idea, but... You know, it's very easy when you first get together, you know, that beginning part of your relationship. When you first get together, everything is so wonderful, you know, and like she's the greatest thing that ever walked into your life, and you're the greatest thing that ever walked into her life, and none of you can do any wrong. And that's a great time to write songs. I mean, you write a ton when that's happening, you know. And I've been at the other end of things as well, you know, when you're the loneliest human being on the face of the planet and the other person is the worst thing that ever happened to you. And so I've written from that and your heart is utterly broken. And I've written from that end. It's really easy to write from that end, tons from that end. Not with Beth yet, anyway, but over there, you know, I've been there. And there's that big middle bit that nobody writes about because it's the big middle bit. That's why there's nothing really happening, you know, it's just kind of everyday life, you know, and... The bloom is long gone from that, you know, miasma of love you're in at the beginning, you know, and you haven't stumbled to the end yet, so there you are in the middle. And it's the kids and the bills and all that stuff, and all the things that can put a little bit of a drift between the two of you, you know. And I noticed this drift coming between Beth and I when we'd been married for quite a little while. And it was nothing really concrete, I could just feel it happening. We were just doing the same things we always did, but we were feeling this kind of drift between us, come between us, and... I did what I always do when I'm faced with something like that in my personal life is I don't talk, believe it or not. I say nothing, and I just start worrying a lot. And all I can say is it keeps you very thin. As you can see, I'm quite svelte from that. But and I managed to solve my problem somehow just by doing that. And at the time when this was all happening to us, this drift was happening, I was waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, pre-programmed from construction and all. And the crows behind our house in Ayers Cliff would start to caw away. So they became, for me, omen crows at that time in my life, you know. And I love crows. Please don't write me and tell me how great they are. I know how great they are. And but, you know, in any kind of folklore or mythology, they're not the birds you want to hear in the morning. You know, it's the best thing you can say about them is they're probably pecking the eyes out of a dead knight. You know, I mean, that's really about it, you know. So... at any rate, they became omen crows for me at that time in my life, and I ended up writing this song called The Waking Hour about that particular time in our life. I don't want you to worry, we're 15 years married last month, so we managed to get through that little bit, but thanks, it had nothing to do with me, believe me, you know, she's just insanely patient, that's all. The Waking Hour. I wake to the radio morning news, just as the day is dawning, and I watch from the window while a passing cloud dulls a hopeful morning, and I wonder will the girl I love come back with the morning. But the omen crow at the waking hour has given me fair warning, and the heart that's breaking never makes a sound, and the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. She was once my heart's delight, my need and my desire. She was my day, she was my night, my water and my fire. And I was once the same to her when we still walked together. But the heavy heart at the waking hour is expecting heavy weather, and the heart that's breaking never makes a sound, and the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. Face, and I understand its sorrow,
For every love I've ever had has always met tomorrow. Though I'm Wednesday's child, oh woe, I try not to be ungrateful. But I was born in midnight black, with a heart that can be hateful. And the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. And the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. Oh, and the heart that's breaking never makes a sound.
Pay your money and you take your chance.
shape I'm in, gone, gone away. My baby's gone away. Yeah. Gone like a Nixon fire.
Grand voices there captured in concert at the Alderney Landing. That came out of CBC, did that concert. It was Raylene Rankin, Cindy Church, and Susan Crowe. Something called Gone is a John Hiatt song, you know, gone like a Nixon file. Before that, we heard from Bruce Coburn, and You Pay Your Money and You Take Your Chance. It was live from Madison, Wisconsin, back at the end of last century, actually. And sort of Bruce exploring things on the guitar, as he does. And I think we started off that set with, where were we? David Francie, yes. And The Waking Hour. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 193. And we are doing all live concerts today. Just remembering that as we look toward the slow opening of and beginning of concerts outside, anyways, this summer. Indeed. And it was just the other day I played my first session again. Woo! Outside. It was outside. And it was great fun. And I realized how little I've played over the last year and a bit. So got to get back in shape again, get the chops back. You could be listening on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, London, Ontario, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. You can always hear old shows by going to rbbmusic.ca, RBB Music, meaning Roots and Branches Beyond. And there's a 100 and some shows there or something. I should really clean that website up, shouldn't I? Next up, we have this is sort of a blast from the past for people like myself who grew up listening to some of this stuff. This is John Kay and Steppenwolf, and they started in late 1967 in Los Angeles. Lead singer John Kay, and it got together with a bunch of people, Jack London and the Sparrows. They were from Oshawa, Ontario, and they were prominent for, I don't know, 68 to 72, all their big hits then. But then they toured under John Kay and Steppenwolf for many, many years. And this is from a 25th anniversary concert tour, for example. There are various offshoots, basically, of Steppenwolf. Some of them official and some of them not. But John Kay was the constant for most of these. He kept plugging along. And they kind of embodied late 60s political and philosophical restlessness and so on. Kay was from East Germany originally. He escaped with his mother at 4. Grew up in Hanover, Germany. This is in 2018, they played their last concert. After 50 years, this is one of their big hits.
Oh. close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sun take you away. Last night I heard the lightning slam, so I wished that I could stay before the thing could answer me. They came and took the lamp away. I looked around and that was the cat's all I found. Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you turn your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sun take you away.
How's that for having Segu from 60s rock mega arena music of Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride, to Lorena McKennett? Just a trio live in Germany at a radio station with a very small concert audience. This is called Between the Shadows. It's great to hear her just with a trio as well. Brian Hughes, Carolyn Lavelle as well. This is something called Between the Shadows, one of her tunes. Yeah, it'll sort of relax us, right? Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our trip through some concerts. Be back again next week with more live music. Do take care of yourselves. Have a great week. Happy trails.